Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers. Sunday sermon, shorts. I do not have the article in front of me. This story is from The Friendly Atheist, but it's a general news story easily found. It is about a West Virginian prisoner who was denied early release for parole because he refused to profess Christianity. What I really want to talk about this morning is the idea, in fact, the phenomena, the reality of Christians using forced conversion tactics. Because this is what it is. It is conversion by the sword. It is a person in a prison system that is very good at killing people. The longer you are in that system, the more likely the chances of something very bad happening to you. A person who is, reasonably a good person, a model prisoner, can get early release through parole. This happens. In this case, the requirement for getting released in this program was that they had to go through a drug recovery rehab type program, which is reasonable, in my opinion. What is unreasonable is that the only choice of a program they had was a very specific religious-based program, a Christian-based program, and it required the people going through the program to do prayer and talk about prayer and their relationship with God. And you get the idea. So what the smart prisoner would do is they would simply lie about all of their answers, smile, and get early releases, which is what generally happens. However, that does count as a conversion. Christians use this in their statistics. These are Christians. Look at that. The prison population is converting to Christianity by the sword. These are forced conversions. Let me just remind you that the prison system is not a slave camp. Not supposed to be. It is. It is a state-run program. And the state is secular, not religious in nature. However, the state has de facto partnerships with religions, in fact, Christian religions, because the state uses their material and their Christian material, Christian programs in required activities for prisoners. And prisoners are a captive audience. It's not like they can go anywhere. It's not that they can say no. It's not that they can say, look, let's do this program, but a secular version. As this prisoner said, I'm happy going through a rehab program. There are various choices of secular rehab programs that are available. I will be happy to use one of them. The prison system said, no, it has to be our Christian system that we chose. And so this prisoner took a stand, and he remained in jail. He was not considered for early parole. Thank you, Christians. That is not the end of the story. The freedom from religion Foundation stepped in. And to make a long story slightly less long, they won overwhelmingly. The judge was very scathing in this case toward the prison system, the state of West Virginia. This type of system they were running was a violation of so many laws and rights. But as we know, Christians don't give a tinker's fuck about the law. They just don't care. And when they have a captive audience like a prisoner, when they have people at their lowest point, and maybe those who are suffering mentally, when they have access to them, they do very bad things like this. And they walk away smiling for their victory for Jesus. The prisoner is now free. The state is being forced to remove that program and use secular sources. A win for freedom, for justice, for secularity. God damn these Christians. Are there good Christians out there who will stand up and speak out against these types of abuses? Are there? Where are you? Where are you? Christians and skeptics alike, you know what to do. Leave a comment, skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account and discuss away. Shoot me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until next time, I will see you in the comments. In the meantime, I'm out.